Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. Eupolemus was a Hellenistic Jewish historian who lived in the 2nd century BC, after the fall of the Persian Empire. He is best known for his work, The History of the Jews, which is now lost. However, fragments of the work survive in the writings of other authors, such as Clement of Alexandria and Eusebius of Caesarea. Eupolemus was born in Jerusalem, but he lived most of his life in Alexandria, Egypt. He was a member of the Hellenized Jewish community in that city, and he was fluent in both Greek and Hebrew. He was also a priest, and he held a high position in the Jewish community in Alexandria. Alexandria was one of the most significant Jewish communities of the time, where a large Jewish population settled. The Ptolemaic rulers, who succeeded Alexander the Great in Egypt, allowed Jews to live freely and maintain their religious and cultural practices. Eupolemus's History of the Jews was an apologetic treatise. He wrote it to defend Judaism against the attacks of pagan critics. In this work, the historian traced the history of the Jews back to the time of Noah. What follows is a fictionalized conversation between Eupolemus and his family members after he has completed his seminal work.
Grandfather, who is your favorite Jewish woman from history?
Miriam, that would have to be Hadassah, the girl who was born into exile who grew up to be the queen of an empire. The Persians called her Queen Esther.
I remember her story. She was really beautiful.
She was more than just beautiful, Miriam. Father, tell us about how she came to save our people.
Haman, the king's vizier, convinces King Ahasuerus, the ruler of the vast Persian Empire, to exterminate the Jews. Haman is angry at Mordecai, a Jew, for refusing to pay homage to him. He sees an opportunity to get rid of Mordecai and the rest of the Jews at the same time. Haman casts a lot, to determine the day on which the Jews will be killed. The lot falls on the 13th day of the 12th month, Adar. Haman goes to the king and asks for permission to exterminate the Jews on that day. The king grants permission, and Haman sends out a decree throughout the kingdom. When Mordecai hears about the decree, he is horrified. He tears his clothes, puts on sackcloth and ashes, and goes to the king's gate to mourn. Esther, Mordecai's cousin and the king's wife, hears about Mordecai's mourning and sends him a message asking what is wrong. Mordecai tells Esther about the decree and asks her to go to the king and beg for mercy for the Jews. Esther is reluctant to do this because she has not been summoned to the king's presence for a month. If she goes to the king uninvited, she could be put to death. However, Mordecai tells her that if she does not go to the king, the Jews will be destroyed. Esther agrees to go to the king, but she asks Mordecai to pray for her.
It seems like Esther was not only beautiful, but she was also brave.
In my scholarly work, I identify 10 important themes in the story of Esther. The first is courage and bravery. Both Esther and Mordecai demonstrate remarkable courage and bravery. When Mordecai learns of Haman's plot to destroy the Jews, he mourns openly, yet boldly persists in refusing to bend the knee, in obeisance, in submission, or in veneration, before Haman, despite the potential consequences. For him, this is a matter of the highest principle. Esther, though initially hesitant, ultimately risks her life by approaching the king, uninvited, to plead for her people. She determines to go in before the king even if it means her death. Their courage should inspire us to stand up for what is right, even in the face of great danger.
I think Esther is a woman of faith.
the theme of faith and prayer is also evident in this story as both Esther and Mordecai turn to God in times of crisis. Mordecai's sackcloth and ashes symbolize his deep mourning and reliance on divine help. Esther calls on the Jewish community to fast and pray for 3 days before she approaches the king. This act of seeking God's guidance and intervention exemplifies the power of faith and the importance of turning to God during challenging times.
It seems like Esther and Mordecai were really close.
The relationship between Esther and Mordecai exemplifies loyalty and family bonds. Mordecai's care for Esther, his younger cousin, whom he raised as his own daughter, is evident in his concern for her safety and his advice throughout the story. Esther's respect and love for Mordecai are demonstrated when she heeds his counsel and takes risks to save her people.
But if Esther was the king's wife and she was a Jew, why would the king agree to kill all the Jews?
Esther's Jewish identity lies at the heart of the story, as she conceals her heritage while in the palace. The theme of identity and concealment raises questions about self-identity, and how one's true self may be hidden to navigate challenging circumstances. Esther's concealment reflects the complexity of navigating one's identity in a foreign environment.
It seems that the story is fraught with danger and peril.
The looming threat of Haman's plot to exterminate the Jews creates an atmosphere of danger and peril in the narrative. The gravity of the situation adds tension and urgency to the story, highlighting the seriousness of the crisis faced by Esther and her people.
But ultimately, isn't this a story about salvation?
The theme of redemption and salvation emerges as Esther's actions play a pivotal role in saving her people from destruction. Her bravery and intervention become instrumental in the Jews' deliverance from the impending threat.
I admire Esther because she seems to me to be one of the wisest leaders our people have ever had.
Esther and Mordecai's leadership qualities shine as they make critical decisions during the crisis. Esther's thoughtful approach to win the support of the king demonstrates her leadership capabilities, while Mordecai's guidance and wisdom influences her decisions.
Are there other lessons that we should learn from this story?
I told you that I wrote about 10 themes that are important takeaways from this story. We have already discussed 7 of them. One that we have not mentioned is unity and community. The Jewish community's unity is exemplified through their gathering for fasting and prayer. The theme of unity showcases the strength and support found in coming together during times of hardship and the power of collective action.
Surely wisdom is another theme.
Right you are. Mordecai's wise counsel and Esther's strategic planning reveal the importance of wisdom and careful deliberation when faced with difficult decisions. Their actions underscore the significance of discernment and thoughtful approaches to resolving crises.
Which of these themes is your favorite?
My favorite is one I have not mentioned yet. And that is the overarching theme of divine providence, which is subtly woven into this story. Though the name of Adonai is not explicitly mentioned in the book, the events and choices made by the characters align with a sense of divine guidance and intervention, reinforcing the belief that there is a greater plan at work in the unfolding narrative. The themes of faith, courage, and redemption subtly emphasize the idea of divine providence in the story.
Tell me the story again, Grandfather, from the beginning to the end.
Miriam, Grandfather is tired. Maybe another time.
Miriam, I appreciate your interest. It seems that you might even be excited. The story of Esther is a story of courage, faith, and deliverance. It is a reminder that God is always with his people and that he will deliver us from our enemies. It is also a reminder that we should never give up hope, no matter how hopeless the situation may seem. Let's have some fresh pomegranate juice, and then I would be happy to tell you more about a girl named Hadassah.